So every one of these courses is set up exactly the same. You're always going to start right here. You're going to go to
That's Alta Markison, the development director at the Sunshine Terrace Foundation. She's leading several volunteer teams through a dry run of the croquet course.
To see how it works. So we want your feedback. If something doesn't work, let us know.
She is spearheading the Sunshine Swing Croquet Tournament and Lawn Party. She hopes this will become a signature event to represent the foundation to the community and, in turn, raise funds to help care for the elderly residents and those undergoing rehabilitation.
This is the first time that we've done anything like this, so we're really excited and we're crossing our fingers and we know it's going to be a great success.
Teams of six players each will compete in lightning round play. Players and spectators will also be entertained by live jazz music and interactive close-up magic. Each section of the croquet course has a theme, such as camping or luau, and it requires players to first dress up with the provided costumes before they can resume play.
They shouldn't limit their mind to what they might consider croquet being today.
Brian Erickson is the foundation's CEO.
Because when they come and play croquet, it's something completely different and a ton of fun. So they should put away what they might think croquet to be and come out and have a great time with this event.
For more information about the Sunshine Terrace Foundation or how you can join in on the fun, visit our website at upr.org.
Yeah!
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Allie Snow.